This is a refuge project.
Yeah.
It's a throwback, baby.
The boys are back in town.
You guys what? Are out of control.
What?
We're 18 seconds in. Y'all out of control already.
Out of control. Hey, listen. Pastor Caesar is back, and it might not be safe.
It's not safe.
It might not be a safe place.
I'm on anyway. One tonight.
Nobody's safe with Caesar around.
You know, it happens. It happens.
And I'm excited.
When you bring the youth pastor in the building, you just never know.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, you used to be a youth pastor, too.
I know.
That's why he's out of control.
I'm just hanging out with a couple of youth pastors.
Right? Right?
This explains a lot about me.
What do you think? I'm just going to just jump right in. What do you think the secret is, if you just like the number one most important thing to be a youth pastor?
The team around you.
So good. Okay, what's number two? Like, as far as the kids themselves.
Showing up.
Just being there.
Just being there, yeah. I think most of the time, you know, they come to you with an issue, a problem, and after you've gained their confidence, of course, but which contributes to showing up. But you just let them talk.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that conversation, they look at you like you're Yoda or something because you've given them some
life experience. That's all it is, right?
Incredible, you know, piece of wisdom, and you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You just said, mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, life, it do be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they, you know, they take that, and I think they're just looking for an ear. The one thing that I've definitely learned with young people over the years is just they just want to be heard.
Yeah.
That's it.
I remember those random texts. Pastor David, I'm like talking to this person in class, and they ask me this. You know, I'm just like, okay, like, I don't know the answer to that, you know. But then you start, you know.
Especially at that point. I mean, you've been out of school for 60 years.
You know? But, like, when you're working two jobs, like you're doing right now, like you're, like, plugged into whatever your job is, and then you just get asked this like random question, and you have to like shift gears and rethink, and then the Lord begins to speak to you, and you're able to give them that information. But I remember those days. Like, they keep you sharp.
Oh yeah, no, the week and a half ago, just same what you're describing right now. I get a random text from one of our youth, and they're like, "Hey, I ran into one of my friends that is a Seventh-day Adventist." And we're not, so they get into we get into the whole, you know, when is Sabbath, and if anybody you know, you worship on another day or whatever. So it just right off the cuff, it's like, man, you're 15 and you're asking these questions. But it gives me hope that you know, that the future, whenever I'm dead and gone, definitely when you're dead and gone,
right, just around the corner,
could
man.
Be any day.
Hey, speaking of dead and gone, today's the day, bro. I'm putting it out there for the universe to hear.
Uh-huh.
Today, I'm giving up sugar. I'm giving up sodas.
Forever?
I'm going on a hardcore.
For how long?
Getting into my summer body.
Mm.
At least until I get to Hawaii.
And when are you going? I don't remember.
July.
Okay. So that's, what is it, April?
June, July. When's your tent? July?
July.
We got April, June. May, June. So you got 3 months?
June.
Beginning of June or end of June?
The end of June. So I'm going to get skinny for Hawaii and then look halfway decent for youth camp. Mm. So we'll see what happens.
We went to Hawaii a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need to worry about a beach body.
That's true. They ain't to
but
worry
it's,
about
it's, it. For, it's more for
you
myself.
You went a couple months ago.
Yeah,
right?
It's still pretty big over there.
This is more for myself.
You should do it. You got to do it for you, man.
And then I think I'm going to a tanning bed. What do you think about a tanning bed?
I don't think you should do that.
I don't know why I just thought about that.
I think that's a horrible idea.
You'll burn.
I think if you do it, it'll be fun for us, but I think you may not enjoy it as much as you think.
I don't know why I just thought about that.
You look like one of those.
That wasn't on my plan, but all of a sudden, maybe it should be.
You look like one of those sausages that's just right, ready to bust whenever.
Have you ever been in a tanning bed?
No.
Me neither.
I'm brown.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to.
There's no reason for me to go get in a tanning bed.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
I don't think I'm any more attractive.
Do you see? You see my head? The rest of my body don't look like that. You know, so if I took my shirt off,
yeah,
I would look weird.
You know, yeah. my first.
I mean,
if you feel the need to get tanner, you should just tan, like with the sun.
But I don't do that.
Don't do the tanning bed.
Yeah, I'm not proud to say that I've seen that site. And
Pastor Caesar is one of the few people that see me.
Hey, I'm down to see it. I'll see it right now. I'd love it. It would be great.
He's standing up. Ladies and gentlemen, he's standing up.
No, I'm not. Okay, speaking of that, okay, people is really questioning a lot of things about you, James.
What are you talking about?
Last week.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions.
I'm just going to say, before you continue, I stand by anything I said. Just, I not even know what
they
you're
don't even
say.
Know how you're married.
Oh, I got the best wife ever.
Well, you have to after some of the comments you made last week.
Well, because I say women are disgusting.
Great. Yeah.
They are disgusting. People are disgusting. Women are disgusting in their own feminine way. Guys are disgusting in their own manly way. People are gross, dude. Babies are disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, I went to a restaurant yesterday, and they had the most clean restrooms I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, that's shady.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was a Papa's, the Mexican Papa's.
Papacitos.
Papacitos.
The Mexican Papa's.
The Mexican Papa's.
Clean.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I went there at 3 o'clock. Right, so lunch was over. Maybe they cleaned the restrooms and they were preparing for dinner.
That would normally be when it would be the most dirty.
Oh, really?
So that's a good sign.
Wow.
Yeah, the afternoon and then like right before close.
Those I don't trust it.
That's what they call the red zones in the restaurant world.
But I will tell you, $25 a plate.
Yeah, no.
Good gracious. Yeah, the Mexican food was not that good.
No,
that's not Mexican food.
It's not Mexican food.
Is it Tex-Mex thing?
I'd much rather eat from a taqueria for $12.
Yeah. Well, different thing.
Definitely. We was actually talking about
We've talked about this before. Different thing. Tex-Mex and like Mexican, not the same thing.
Because we were in Katy and we were trying to find a good Mexican restaurant.
That's like an oxymoron.
Nothing. I mean, they had taquerias everywhere, 3 stars.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And there was one on every corner, 3 stars.
Katy, you could probably find some decent Tex-Mex that's overpriced over there.
No.
No?
Not according to Yelp.
Oh, well.
3 stars. There was nothing more than 3 stars.
If Yelp said it.
Yelp has really never let me down.
Okay.
Maybe one time. How do y'all eat when you go out, like,
what do you mean?
Out of town?
What do you mean?
How do you find a place to eat?
Oh, I'll probably Google something.
Social media.
We'll decide. Well, first off, it depends on where you're at. Because if you go to, like, a small place, like a small town somewhere, there's probably only a couple options anyway. That's within 15 minutes. So you just say, hey, did you want to go to the barbecue place or you want to go to this place? And that's it. Yeah. And if I'm in Colorado or something, I go, I'm not going to the barbecue place. Mm-hmm. I'll go to, you know. Yeah. So it depends on where you're at, what's the demographic of the region, and what kind of foods are being offered. So that's the first thing
that
you
do. That's a lot of thinking.
That's the first thought. And then you say, well, what's around? And you can Google it. You know, you can search up whatever type of food near me, and a bunch of things will pop up.
I have found a lot of success on Reddit because
those people don't mess around.
No, they'll tell you exactly what it is.
They're going to say some wild stuff, but it's going to be really what they think.
Right, because Google, you know, the reviews on there or any of the other review platforms or whatever, you don't know if somebody paid for that and... but you go to Reddit and they'll tell you exactly what they think.
We go Guy
Fieri. Oh, yeah. You do his diners driving.
Yeah, we try to find one of his places that he went to.
It's confetti. It's Guy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, dude. He's just barely younger than David, and he's still out there
right.
Dying
his hair, bleaching his hair.
Yeah, he's still
out.
Got that blonde hair.
You remember
he's
that guy
tanning,
from,
dude?
What was it, Man versus Food? Didn't he have to, like, quit because he gained so much weight?
I don't know. But I do remember him. But, no, I don't remember.
Yes, he got in bad shape. Just like the dude that did the McDonald's challenge or whatever.
You said McDonald?
McDonald.
That's right, dude. He's 95.
What is it, Mick?
Yeah.
Is it really Mick?
Well, it depends on how old you are.
Isn't it Mac? MC Mac?
Well, around these parts is Mickey D's.
MAC is
dude,
Mac.
I hate McDonald's.
Mick is MC, like McDaniels.
Okay, so if
McNeil.
You had to eat a burger between, we're taking Whataburger out, okay? McDonald's, Sonic, Jack in the Box.
Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic for sure.
Sonic?
One more time.
I'm going Sonic.
McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Sonic?
You probably saw it.
See, I'm thinking.
Well, wait. How much money do I have to spend?
And then time constraint too, because if you're on a, you know, you got to be somewhere in 10 minutes. You know, go get some nuggies or something like that. And then
burger. I listen. If I'm gonna eat a fast food burger, I want it bad. I want it bad.
I get it.
I want it greasy and nasty and bad for you.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Jack in the Box.
You're going Jack in the Box.
I'm gonna go the
Jack in the Box is a little too
ultimate
much
for cheeseburger with bacon.
It's just fine,
dirty and nasty.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do all right much for those 2 months where you're not eating sugar. And
I know. I'm just gonna be terrible. Wait, it's gonna be the worst 3 months, 2 months of my life.
Hey, so is it just no sugar or what else?
No. I'm going hardcore, probably like super keto. Vegetables and you know, fruit and
so you're eating nothing but fruits and vegetables?
No. I mean, it's just a lot of fruit and vegetables, but keto based.
You're going keto based.
Keto based, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough, dude.
It's gonna be tough. Hey, I lost 60 pounds on it one time.
Nice.
Yeah, gained 90 back.
That is my point with all diets right there. It's the prime example. Is people do exactly what you just described. They go real hard for a short amount of time, and they go way too hard, so that by the time that time frame that they established is over, they go real hard the other direction.
Yeah, that's what happened in Hawaii.
And then and they just keep going back and forth, back and forth. What you should do is go less hard.
I don't got time.
You got time, dude.
Should have started 3 months ago.
You got time. You got the rest of your life.
Yeah. But after Hawaii, then we'll start the rest of my life.
You ain't gonna make it, dude.
I'm not gonna make what?
The rest of my life?
You ain't gonna make it to the rest of your life, dude.
Who was it during convocation? Who was it? Was it Kingsley? He said, our best years are ahead. I was like, no, they're not.
They ain't ahead of you, man.
you ain't lived like I lived.
You should go like 40% as hard as you're wanting to go and then just do that forever. That's what you should do.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna back it down 40% when I get there.
So you're still gonna go hard till then?
Yeah, hard until then. Because what I found out.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm saying it again. If you go super hard till then,
100 pounds,
as soon as you start saying, okay, now I can ease up because I earned it, whatever, you're gonna wanna go real hard the other direction.
Seven times more the devil.
This is the problem. Because I'm mental. Okay? Yeah.
No, we know.
I'm mental. So whatever I decide to do is like
trying to tan, dude. You're like 70 years old. You're thinking about going tanning. You got to tell me you're mental? This guy, dude.
I'm 1,000% whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
So I can't just like, I just eat a donut every once in a while. No, it's all the donuts.
Or none. Well, then you might need to go none.
Yeah, so we're going none.
And this is another reason I think you shouldn't tan, because you're going to come out looking
look
wild.
Like a donut.
You're going to be looking wild.
More looking like a burnt kolache.
Boy built like a crackling bag.
It's not going to be good. That's dude, go I'm get tan. Come back, or come back looking like Trump. I'll support it. I'll support it. Every time people go whisper and point at you when you walk by, I'll say, hey, he looks good.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
You made red great again.
All right. Easter. We just celebrated Easter.
Yeah.
How was Easter for you? You was looking good?
Easter was totally fine.
Yeah.
Dude, I almost went to El Paso yesterday.
Almost.
Because on Easter... So we go to my parents' house. That's like where we have all the Easter stuff.
You made a wrong turn going to your parents' house?
And I was like, this isn't my parents. No, I get a phone call from my buddy who's touring right now with their band. And he says, hey, you free tomorrow? Something happened with our drummer. We need a fill-in. We're in El Paso tomorrow. And I said, yeah, I'm free tomorrow.
Didn't you have a bad experience the last time you went to El Paso?
It wasn't El Paso. It was McAllen.
Isn't it all the same?
It's close,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Long story short, he calls me later that night and says, hey, you know what? We don't need you after all. And so I said, okay, no problem.
He's like, this drummer just crossed the border.
But for for like 4 hours, I was like, oh, I got to learn 15 songs by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I went and learned them all real quick.
So what, like a
got
miracle?
Got some blisters
like,
on my
like,
fingers.
Like the dude went to church for Easter and got healed? And
I didn't
was
ask
like...
him all the details. He was clearly like in the middle of some kind of crisis.
Yeah.
He was trying to figure it out. And so I wasn't going to be like, hey, why don't you explain everything to me right now? I was just like, yeah, you need to be there tomorrow. I can do it.
Pastor Martin preached an amazing message. I thought it was very, very good.
It was good. Service went good. Everything went good.
Very good. It wasn't a typical Easter message, by no means, but it was a salvation message. And, man, I was stunned when nobody responded to it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
I don't understand, unless there was just, I don't know, because, I mean, the worship was moving, everything was headed that way. You know, you can always see in services, like, where you're headed, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the message was on point, and then nobody else just...
Honestly, I don't think there was that many visitors there, though. It was more of a salvation message.
Yeah.
In one... Oh, well, never mind. There was more than I thought.
Yeah, we had, almost 10.
Well, I do happen to know from a good source that one of the guys that was here, faithful to the church, talked to one of those visitors, and he gave his life over to the Lord that day.
Awesome.
And he said if that didn't happen, he was going to end it all that day.
Wow.
After church.
Yeah, you never know what's going on.
Pastor Martin needs to know that. You know, because when you have a message like he has, especially when you step out of the norm, mm-hmm. and you go straight, like, salvation message like he preached, and you're not really hitting the Easter stuff. He hit on it, but, and then nobody, man, that's mm-hmm. that can be heartbreaking, especially when you know, like, God, like, ordained this message and gave it to you, and then nobody raises their hand. That's tough.
Yeah, It was the nails being hammered that echoed through the sanctuary for me. I was looking at it online. I had to run out of the sanctuary to go do some stuff, but it came across online.
You know that almost didn't happen?
With the sound?
Yeah, because those pipes shouldn't have been there. Mm. And I thought...
Oh, yeah. You were going to take them away?
I thought...
You're about to steal these.
They were jimmies that he was doing a project and left them up there.
Nah, we would have found them. I would have got them back.
So I was about to just like take them in, mm-hmm. you know, that's funny. Not in my sound booth.
As soon as you walked out of the sound booth, Miss Blanche walked up and said, okay. She was like, hey, at the end, I'm going to hit these.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're why these are here.
I told her, I said, man, I almost took those and like went and put them on Jimmy's desk because they didn't belong up here.
We would have came and got them back.
Yeah,
it would have been fine.
Easter Bunny strikes again.
So I told my grandkids. He's like, "Pops, when are we gonna hunt Easter eggs?" And I said, "Son, I said Easter Bunny didn't make it through hunting season." He looked at me like
Wesley Wabbit.
He was so sad.
Yeah, you just told him there's no more Easter ever. Basically, you just told him somebody shot Santa. Essentially, like that's what you just told him.
Stacy made a very, very
You didn't
good.
Even tell the people that, like, you changed I it. Just, I just... you just really, left, yeah. left it, letting them think that you just told them.
We ended up doing it.
How old is your grandson?
7.
Mm.
Okay.
He's 7.
Okay. Yeah.
It's time for him to know. Yeah. It's time for him to know. Go around here and get beat up by, kids in the children's church.
You can't just be hopping anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's country club living over there with us.
David's got a country club membership now. We just found out.
Stop it.
You don't even want to hear how much he's paying a month for this, dude.
It's ridiculous.
Pennies on a dollar.
Okay, yeah.
Pennies on a dollar. Don't act like it was a bunch.
I was going to make it sound like it's a lot of money.
But it's not.
I mean, it's not.
You spend more on hamburgers a week than I do that on a month.
No, I don't.
Not James does.
Not you, but like.
James does not.
People out there.
Well, if you count it, actually, I probably spend about the same.
$30 a month?
No, on burgers I probably get it once a week, and it's like $20 these days if I get like me and Tara.
Yeah,
yeah. So
wait a minute, back to the beginning. Sonic is not fast food.
Oh yeah, it is. What do you call it?
I've never been to a fast Sonic. You have?
Oh, you're just saying it's slow.
Yeah,
but it's in the same. Mm-hmm. We can say the service is slow for sure, but it's in the fast food category.
I defer.
Which is ironic with a name like Sonic.
Speaking of, right? We're speaking. Oh, hey, guess what? So I don't know if y'all follow the news or anything, but in our district, we are we've been in the courts the last few years about hair.
Okay. In your school district?
In the school district.
About hair.
The irony is you have not.
Yeah.
And there's keep it up there's a pretty big one going on, lawsuit going on about
real, real hairy situation.
It's a real hairy situation. And it's,
where's my button? Oh, no, my bad. I'm in that one. Hey, I'm in that one.
The first one was right.
Yeah,
I guess so. And this is young black kid, and he came. And he had his dreads that were longer than he was supposed to have.
To school.
Yeah. All that to say this, I'm not going to get into that. Well, our local hairdresser, she only does guys' hair, right? And so our mascot is the eagle, right? The Barbara Hill eagle. Well, she's got this haircut that she's like...
Calling it the eagle?
She's calling it the legal eagle.
Because it's just long enough it's or just short enough?
She keeps these kids with long hair, but just in the dress code.
What's the length requirement? Like,
can't get over your ears, not past your eyebrows, yeah, yeah, and can't hit your collar.
Mm, I know what you're talking about.
So now
sounds like the Chick-fil-A.
And listen, man, as a small business owner, that is...
Yeah, it's genius.
It's genius.
The legal eagle. The legal eagle. Yeah, it's genius. I like it. It sounds good. Does it look good, though?
You know.
No. No.
He said, you know?
You know. I mean, these kids, half of these kids are, they got mullets. They wear.
Hey, the mullet's coming back. People are wearing the mullets.
It is back in, you know, the legal eagle.
People are wearing the mullets.
Okay, listen. Young, rich, blonde kid. Well, he's not rich. His parents are rich. Y'all give me crap. I'm the poor guy.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood.
Well, come to our neighborhood. I can change. Lower ours, okay? That'll change real quick. You get out of your neighborhood. come be the poor guy at the apartments by neighborhood. Dude, you know there's a cop in my apartments every day arresting somebody? I don't know what they're doing every day. Dude, at least once a week, I pass the apartments to go to my house, and there's a cop in there arresting somebody. Come to my neighborhood, dude.
He's trying to make us feel bad for him.
Yeah, because I don't...
Guys,
I don't have
I'm the poor guy.
I gotta use the discount at the country club.
I sound like a politician saying that.
I'm the poor guy.
You're Biden over there talking about. Like,
you know, I know. I am.
One time my Corvette caught on fire.
I know what you're going through.
Okay, but that wasn't the way to lead that.
I don't even remember what you said. I don't even know. I cut you off. My bad.
Oh, these kids, the way they dress these days.
Yeah, they're crazy.
These little blonde kids with the mullet. Mm-hmm. And then they got like some fancy shirt on, right? Yep. Button-up shirt with the collar, with the pair of gym shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they're crazy.
Long socks with the Jesus sandals.
Yeah, it's stupid, man.
What is that?
It's stupid.
You know what's stupid is? My kid wants to do that.
Yeah, dude. Which one?
Noah.
You're gonna have to fix that.
I don't know what to do. Everybody in his school, like, he don't look like that. He's the only one.
So what, dude?
It's tough out here being a parent, an old dad.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
I go to the ballpark and they're like, "Which one's your grandson?"
Yeah.
You mean the country club?
it's the only one that doesn't have socks and slides. And a backwards hat on.
Hey, and speaking of Jesus sandals, those things are $100.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you about this. You ready? All these rich kids spend all this time and money and effort to look like they don't have that much money,
mm-hmm,
by buying expensive, crappy-looking things. And then all the poor kids do the exact opposite. They spend all this time and effort buying cheap versions of expensive-looking crappy things.
That's me. I got the hookup in China.
That's true. You do. You do it for a different reason, though. You do it just because you don't want to pay. Cheap. Like, yeah, I'm but cheap.
I tell my kids are real.
But the kids living in the apartments by my house, they're trying. They want everybody to think they got the real deal. You know, none of the kids are just happy where they're at.
That's true.
It's either the rich kids. They don't want to look too rich, but they're spending a ton of money to not look too rich. Or it's the poor kids. They don't want to look too poor, but they're not spending hardly any money to look really rich, It's crazy.
So I've been... Oh, go ahead.
No, this is the only difference between homeless people and, you know, kids nowadays is an iPhone. That's it.
Dude, the homeless people probably have an iPhone,
too. Maybe so.
Dude, there's this guy in my Chipotle over there. That there's a...
He owns a Chipotle, too.
No, I don't. Well,
he's a mobile. It's
not my Chipotle, but the one we go to. This dude sits there all day long on his phone.
Yeah. Well, what else you gonna do?
He's an influencer.
Yeah, he's an influencer.
Like, what do you do? Like, do something.
What's he gonna do?
I get a job.
Yeah, that's one
Dude,
of the
he's
hardest,
already got a phone.
Going back to, you know, call back to the youth pastor thing where we started out. One of the, it is so difficult to try to convince these kids that they're not going to be influencers making hundreds of millions of dollars
or athletes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, I tell my kid, look, nah, you ain't gonna make it. You can play this. You can play this for fun the rest of your life.
Genetics is like genetics is not on your side.
No, look at your dad. I'm 5'4". 300 pounds.
Son, you're not going to make it, but you should still try.
Yeah, try hard.
For now.
But you suck.
I like that.
No. None of my kids. All of my kids are like decent athletes, but they're just, they don't have that.
The star quality.
So they got to go to the next league?
That's me. I was always a decent athlete, but I, you know, there was, you know, height and weight and all those things.
Yeah, that was me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I get it.
I don't know.
But I stopped in high school because I knew. I saw that for myself.
Like, no one wants to play football. I'm like, no, we're not putting your body through that for you just to stop in junior high. Because you're not going to make the high school team because you're just going to be too small.
Not with that attitude.
I mean.
Right, dude, now he's got to prove you wrong. Look
and that's the thing. No one would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you can't get it. Oh, this is what they do. Just let me play flag football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they get their foot in the door, right? And they were like, well, everyone here. All my friends are playing football in the junior high.
They call me names because I'm playing flag football.
But it's like those kids whenever they're in band or something like that and they're playing like the bassoon. It's like, what are you going to do after you graduate? I mean, there's nobody, there's not a hot demand for a bassoon player.
Not a lot, but.
There's one in every city.
Hey, be the best. You could be that one. It's like being a piano tuner.
You know, but
you don't need a lot of them, but
and band
you need
these
one
days,
somewhere.
You'll need
you could
one.
Be that guy.
To be in band these days and like in your top band, you have to play multiple instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Why?
I don't know. Luce got it. Luce come home. He goes, I got to learn how to play the flute this week.
Flute.
I'm just like, the flute?
What?
He goes, yeah, there's a part in there and they need a flutist. And the teacher says, I need to learn it this week.
There's no other... Flautist in the band?
Flautist?
I think it's flautist.
That makes me hungry, though. Flautist?
It's not fluter.
I'm pretty sure it's flautist. I'm totally open to being wrong about this.
Get over here, fluter! It's so much better with Caesar's night.
It's
I'm
great.
Not the
Look,
only one
the,
being inappropriate.
There you go. You
Hey, you fluters, be quiet.
Okay, wait. But is it because there's just they don't have enough kids to play all the instruments?
Well, because
that would make sense.
You know, like a jazz band, there's only a certain amount of kids in a jazz band.
Okay, so it's in the jazz band.
Yeah. So the higher you get in the different bands, they expect you, like they needed a bass player,
mm-hmm.
right? So somebody has to learn how to play the bass.
Yeah.
So, you know, people. Normally a drummer or something like that. I was like, I'll pick up bass.
That's exactly how his drummer sounds.
I don't think David's ever played in a jazz band before.
No, but that's who it is, you know? Yeah. And then there was no drummer, so the one of...
You got a jazz band with no drummer?
Well, they do now. The dude learned how to play. Like just
It's an avant-garde jazz band, no drummer.
Yeah.
And the dude's good now. Like, huh? Now the end of the year, he's... Actually, pretty good.
That's nice.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, but when was the last... I mean, like you, I would think James would... If I asked him, when was the last time you saw a jazz band? He will have a response, right? But...
Yeah, it's not very often.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, these kids, they pour their whole life into learning how to, you know, do something useless.
Well, the jazz thing's a little different because if you want to be some kind of... either a music teacher of some kind, you want any kind of career in the music world. If you learn to play jazz, it's useful.
Yeah,
you're probably
not
going to be playing jazz your whole life, but those skills and the concepts and the scales and the keys and all that stuff, it translates over.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like all my dad, my grandpa, you know, when they went to school to get their music degrees. They had to do all this stuff that they were never going to do. Like, they had to write a – I think my grandpa had to sing an opera piece. Like, they had to do all these weird things like that. Not because he's going to be an opera singer.
Yeah.
But it's just
– so he can understand the opera
you understand. You learn all this stuff through learning that should be useful.
My whole point is
– theoretically.
That okay. Most people will never pursue that.
Yeah.
But you have a kind of a different – look on like higher education too, don't you?
I mean, I went to school. I got my credentials and stuff, and a lot of it is just to get your foot in the door, right? Yeah. But once you're there, all the book stuff goes out the window. Now, I can't speak for things like lawyers or doctors, where you actually
accounting stuff like that.
Yeah. But everything else that's not that.
I kind of agree. I think that college is good because it teach discipline. It teaches study guides and different things like that. It does give you some knowledge, but I will say, if a guy can just like fit in somewhere and just work your way up, it's not that hard.
Well, I agree. I think college is good. I also think that college is not for everyone. I also think that everybody should at least try and see if that's for them.
I think we're sending our kids off away from home too early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think community college is where it's at. Stay home two more years, and then when you're 19, 20, then send them off where you can't find them at the end of the night, or they're not coming home, mm-hmm. and those type of things. A little bit more mature, especially maybe like guys that are like very immature still at 18.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that we talked Lucas staying home for two more years. Yeah. Not that Lucas is a super immature kid.
No, there's just a lot of life skills to learn after you graduate.
Yeah. And the colleges are so liberal now, you still have two more years to speak into their life. You know, two more years of foundation you get to give them.
Well, the community college starting off is good because it's like infinitely cheaper, first mm-hmm. off. And as far as just getting your basics.
And nobody's going to go, where did you go for your first 2 years of college?
Yeah. As far as getting your basics in the first couple years, you can get that anywhere, and it's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know what the percentage is. You could probably Google it. But the amount of kids that start their college with one degree in mind and then a year or two in say, you know what, actually I'd rather do this other degree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then half the classes they took don't even apply.
Yeah, and you're $40,000, $80,000 in debt, and now you realize what you want to do.
Yeah, you spent 20 grand a semester on some classes that you're not going to use because now you decide you want to do this. So yeah. That's like 40.
From a youth pastor perspective, I know you saw this too, is the students that are like, they do all the stuff for dual credit, right? While they're graduating mm-hmm. High school, they're also getting some college experience.
Just some of that.
If they never take the test at the end, what was it all for? Or people that are in AP, what is it all for? Well, it's for better rankings, but you didn't even take the test at the end.
Yeah.
And then that messes with their availability to come to church and to plug themselves in with their peers that they're going to be growing up with. And all that stuff is super important, you know, not just while they're in youth group, but I don't look at students as just having them for a temporary time. I look at them like, where we have now been put into this geographical region together, and we're going to be living life together.
Yeah.
And though they're younger, I'm in a mentoring role, and now I need to help bring them along as well, right? But it's not just, okay, now you're out of my program, I'll get. No, not at all. I don't view them that way.
Right.
I let them know that they have that this is their home, this is our home, we belong here together. And I was talking to somebody just the other day about this, that, there's a certain point in a parent's life where you cease to become the most influential person in your kid's life.
Yep.
And the age varies from here to there, but I also know this from being around youth for so long now as well, that they will listen to their peers more than their parents when they get a certain age. So it is in my benefit if I teach and instruct and mentor and love this generation well, because I know they're going to be the ones that speak into my kid's life whenever he's done listening to me. And that's one of my driving factors of, like, I need to do this well. Yeah, it's a little self-serving, but I'm trying to do the best that I can for my kids and everybody else's kids, too.
That's good. That's good.
I'd Googled the stat.
Uh-huh.
What's the percentage of college students that change their major? I got a few different options. The lowest one is 50% to 70%.
Wow.
And then I got another one that says 75%, and another one said 80%. So basically most of them are going to change their major at some point.
But you hear from the time you're in eighth grade, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
You got to pick.
And come on, man. They're eighth graders.
Mm-hmm.
Let them learn math.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let them go through puberty. Like, these kids haven't even stopped squeaking yet.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? And forcing them to pick something.
I didn't hit my growth spurt till ninth grade.
That's what I'm talking about.
It wasn't much.
But you have to pick what you're going to do for the rest of your life. What's going to provide, like, income for your kids.
Yeah.
And you haven't even, you're not even, not a kid yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's, like, both sides to that, you know, that we're getting passed up by the rest of the world and all those all those different things, but. Man, I think we put so much pressure on these young ones that we don't even allow them to be kids to enjoy that aspect before we're already at 16 saying, choose an adulthood.
Yeah, and you brought the rest of the world into this, so. But, like, you look at a culture like the Japanese, right? They are in a world of hurt right now. Because all their young people, they're not getting married, so they're not young anymore. They're in their 30s, late 30s. They can't start families anymore. They've been pushing this women's empowerment thing, which is fine. But what these women are finding out is that now they're too old to start families. Mm-hmm. And now there is an actual population decline in Japan. Mm-hmm. And the guys and the girls are socially awkward. And that stuff is happening over here, too. We're getting older and older and older, not having kids, not wanting families, because I guess somehow, some way, that's too misogynistic, right? That a woman should desire so much more than that when, really? Like, that is like the apex of creation.
Yeah, but you're getting a lot of kids, too, that, because you're always going to have the whatever's like the popular thing, but you're also going to have all these kids that are like rejecting the popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when I was growing up, it was normal to be like if you were going to be rebellious, you would be bad in some way, right? Because the good kids are kind of the normal thing. You go to church, you do whatever. Those are the good kids. But now it's like that's so common to be bad and rebellious or whatever and have all these crazy thoughts that if you want to be the rebel these days, you got to basically have like normal Christian values. So like now these kids are rebelling against stuff. It's them saying, no, I'd like a normal relationship with a normal guy, a normal girl. I'd like to have a normal family. That's like what the rebels are doing these days. And it's hilarious.
Well, you see that in people like, this is not a political thing at all, but when you see that in people like Candace Owens, you know, that I don't want to call her Republican, but she's, what do you call it? When you're Republican, you're more conservative, and everybody's like, you're black, how can you be conservative? Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's so far outside of what the norm is that she's a unicorn.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't even make sense that just because you're a certain color or you're born in a certain place that you have to have certain beliefs.
Well, like I said before, like I work with a bunch of 18-year-olds, right? And so like I'm the married dude with a good relationship there. I'm the 30-year-old, you know, who's got a wife and
so
stuff.
So you're the old dude at work.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Now you know how I feel.
Dude, it's the best, man.
Now you know how I feel.
I love it. I don't know quite how you feel. I'm not thinking about getting a tan.
You're going to come up to me like, James, how do you keep it so mid, bro?
Yeah, dude. But they will randomly ask about, like, how do you do this with your wife? They'll ask you those kind of questions and stuff because, like, that's what they're looking for because they've been pushed so much of this, you know, just all the promiscuous nonsense. And you can just see it in all the kids. Like, they don't – they're – there's so many kids that are just rejecting that stuff. We like to sound like, you know, everybody's going to hell, everybody's all these. These aren't even like Christian kids. These are just like normal kids that are saying, hey, this is what the culture is saying. That doesn't sound so good to
me. Man, you know, I remember whenever there was distinctions between jocks and geeks and, you know, emos. And
dude, they're all the same these days.
Everybody's the same.
It's crazy.
And you know, you look in Christian circles, too. Somebody was asking me the other question about this other church that I won't name drop, but I said, I'm too poor to go to that church.
Yeah.
Right? I can't dress like they dress. Uh-huh. And my ire with them is that especially young adults, right? Young adults are in this desperate pursuit to try to differentiate themselves, and they end up looking all the same, and they're cookie cutters of each other, but yet they want to, you know, they want to say how different they are from one another. Whenever you look exactly the same, you talk exactly
as all the other different
as kids. All the different kids that are unique in their own space. Like just like you said, being normal now is the, you know, anarchist. Like,
yeah, that's whatever. I'm going to be a rebel,
bro. I'm telling you, it is so. You're so right, because preaching, you know, it's been a long time since I spoke into youth, right? And how long have you been doing it?
8 years.
8 years. So it's been 8 years since I've really focused on, like, youth ministry. So I've been going and watching some of these, like, youth Christian podcasts. I'm just trying to get a little bit of what's going on in culture. Man, it is weird, you know, because like you say, they all talk the same, they all look the same, they all, you know, and they're trying to be so different with these big giant baggy pants with, like, you know, their dad's paint all over them or whatever, and it's just, and they're talking words that I'm having to Google and all these things, and if you listen to them, they have really expensive clothes on. But they're trying to look like they're a bum.
That's what I was just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they don't even comb their hair.
Unless they're poor. Then they have cheap, wild. Crazy.
No, I don't listen to popular preachers now.
Yeah.
Not one thing. I don't tune in. And it's not because I have... I just don't want to become like them. I don't want to emulate them. I don't want to talk like them. I'm fine being the dad joke guy.
Yeah.
Right? Making the youth uncomfortable by using their own language against them. You know, like... You know, it's like, hey, do I got Riz? And then they look at me and they look like gross, like cringy. Right? But that's the point. That's why I do it. I want to be cringy.
Why do you think it's cringy when I say it? But when you say you're what's the word?
What?
What's the youth word it's saying?
For cool.
I don't know. For cool, whatever it is.
No, it's facts.
Yo, that's straight facts.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, let's jump right into
Culture Corner.
All right. Caesar's back on the track. Let him hear about it.
It's given.
What? I thought you were actually going to say something.
It's giving mid.
Oh, this is giving mid vibes? Vibes?
Oh, brought to you in part by Gen Z.
You want me to go first? Mine's
we talked about Gen Z Bible last week or the week before.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah,
there
was wild.
It was.
So, what do you think about the Gen? Real quick, what do you think? What do you actually think about the Gen Z Bible? Is it a tool or is it nonsense?
Whoever wrote it was a tool.
Ew. There we go. I'm into it.
Could it be a tool
for stupidity? Making yourself look like an idiot
No, I'm going to take this enough.
He's not into it.
What do you got with your story?
So actually, Caesar, I don't remember when Caesar sent us this, but he sent us this news headline. He said, hey, I got this for the podcast. And I kind of forgot about it until he said, I'm coming on. So I looked into it. So the title of the thing that Caesar sent us says, elderly woman accused of training her 65 cats to steal from neighbors. It's got this mugshot of this old lady.
All right, say it again.
And it says, elderly woman accused of training her 65 cats to steal from neighbors.
Okay.
So that was what he sent me.
Well, first of all, that's pretty impressive that a cat will do that.
Well, but 65. Look. But listen, I looked into it and it's not real. So
what part is not real?
The whole thing. So this other just says, like, yeah, the story about the lady stealing the cats, it's not true. It's from this website that makes fake headlines like that. And then they name some of the other ones. But look, but that's not even the whole story. Because okay. they say, well, the mugshot that they used is from this lady that's a real mugshot of a real old lady.
What did she do?
And what she did is she got arrested for shooting at her neighbor because she asked him for a kiss and he said, no thanks. Which, that's a good enough headline in itself. We didn't even need the fake headline. So that means, so kids, when your grandma wants a kiss, says, hey, come give granny a kiss, you might need to do it.
Okay.
Because she might shoot at you.
She's Florida? Does this happen in Florida?
I don't know if it's there. Let me
see.
She's
the no Riz Grizz.
The no I like that, dude. That's good. I don't think it says where she's from. Oh, it is St. Petersburg, Florida. Oh,
called that one. Called that one.
Yeah, look at this lady, dude. You see that lady? Mm-hmm.
No way!
Yeah, so she
is like the grandma.
Uh-huh. She said,
like 70.
She said, come give me a kiss. He said, I'm that's all right. I'm good. She said, I'll kill you.
She said, let me show you my pistol. Let me show you my pistol.
Shot at him.
Show you my, I was watching a Dateline the other night.
She, wait.
I'll kill you. She come give granny some sugar.
She's shooting a shot?
She shot. Oh! Oh, wait. Shoot that shot.
She shot.
But
a
yeah,
shot.
So the headline wasn't true, but it still led to a good headline.
That's a great story.
Which I think that's a win.
Anyway, hey, shout out to the you know, states that, you know, still allow you to shoot your shot. I was watching Dateline, and this dude was going around, like, robbing all these, like, women, you know, taking 401k, like, getting in, you know. He stole millions of dollars off of multiple Williams, women all over the country, right? He gets to Texas.
Yeah.
And that's where it stops.
That's where it stopped?
The lady said, when I found out, this is what the quote, she says, when I found out what he had done, I grabbed my dogs and my gun.
Yeah. Dude, have you been hearing about all these squatters?
Dude, the squatters are ridiculous.
And I'm thinking that, like, if I was a dude who owned a house and then some guy was like, nah, this is my house now. Like, I don't know for sure what I would do, but I imagine I would be forcibly removing him.
But the problem is they would let him right back in.
I would just keep attacking this guy.
But you would go to jail.
I would just get this guy close to death.
That's what I don't understand. Like, how can it happen?
Yeah, I just don't understand how they're like,
did
no,
you hear about the lady, the nanny? The nanny. She worked for these people. She lived there, right?
Uh-huh.
They fired her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not leaving.
Good for you.
I live here. This is my room.
Yes.
And for a year and a half, they were in court battles to make her leave.
That one's a little different because she did at one time for sure live
there. She didn't live there. She worked there. That's like you going to work and it's like, nah, this is mine.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not on her side in this
case. All of this is mine.
I'm talking about those people where you like you just go away for the week and you come back, somebody's in your house. You're like, hey, what are you doing? This is my house. So they say, nah, this is my house now. And then they're just like, I guess I got
to call. They have to be there like 90 days or something like that. So what's happening, a lot of these not the bread and breakfast, the Airbnbs.
And it's bed and breakfast,
What did
it's
I
not
say?
Bread and breakfast. Go ahead.
That's going. Watching. It's like watch online TV. Online.
Just for the record, you say it all.
He's not going to make it too much.
Just so you know, all of it was wrong.
That's like watching church online. You're like in bed, just taking communion.
My bread and breakfast. But yeah, I don't get it. I don't think there's a ton of squatters over here.
Mansions are taking over, especially in Florida. It's a huge thing. Of course. Huge thing in Florida. Mansions are being taken over by these guys.
I just feel like, dude, anywhere in Houston, if you show up and you're like, hey, this is my... Like, you wouldn't even get the sentence out of your mouth being like, yo, this is my house now. I'm saying, like, somebody would be attacking you already. Yeah.
Dogs and guns.
And, you know, maybe you get the cops to do a whole thing if you're the squatter. But, like, you're taking a beating a lot. Yeah. People are going to drag you out on the street, like, literally, while they're curb stomping your faces. Say, hey, this is my house. Get out of my house.
Yeah, but I don't most get of how these people are like not even in the same state, though. They have this house that's over there that they're running a bread
like
and breakfast in.
You're out of control. All right, you had a story, didn't you? Have something?
Hey, did you hear about the rust on the moon? Shout out to Ruslan. He has a really good video out right now talking about rust on the moon and it's this rock, and I forgot the name of the rock, but the I want y'all to go check it out. It's the rock. The like original name of the rock is in Greek, translate to blood.
Hematite.
Okay.
And so this all goes back to the blood moon at the end times and all the things. So I think it's really interesting. I seen about 4 or 5 minutes of the video. But here we are, you know, just one more thing.
It's getting rusty.
It's bloody. Mm. And it's all coming. And they said for what it is. And it was something that you was talking about a while ago. I think in Mark or Matthew, when it talks about the end times, I think it talks a little bit about it in Acts 2. Not Acts 2, but also Acts. about end times, you know. The end times, everybody was just like, oh my gosh, the world's coming to the end, all this stuff. But in Mark or Matthew, it talks about, like, what are we supposed to do in the end times? And it was something that you was talking about. You're just not their youth pastor, but you're their mentor. That's exactly what they talk about. Mm-hmm. Listen, all this is going to happen, but this is what you should do. You know, you should mentor. We should be able to spread the gospel, all these things, instead of freaking out about the world coming to the end and the moon turning. I mean, it's good to have the knowledge, right? It's good to see the signs that are being, the prophecies that are being fulfilled and all those things. But, like, that's not the stuff that we should be getting caught up in. What we should really be doing is what he talks about is in those books is the next step, man. This is the time that we really buckle down. And the people that are around us need to know the gospel. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that God has put in your arms reached, those are the people that we really need to start focusing in on and letting them know about what Jesus done for our life, you know. And that's kind of where we are right now in the Easter season and just coming out of it. But I thought it was interesting because right now you're hearing a lot of the eclipse stuff, right?
Yeah.
That the one right before this, or this one's going over all the cities of Nineveh or whatever. Did y'all see that? That's supposed to be crossing the cities of Nineveh.
I'm not up to date with the eclipse info.
No, I only heard of what's happening over here in North America, not that.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Like, I think another one was another, like, ancient... The one before this one was another ancient city that it crossed multiple of those cities through the world.
That eclipse is wild. People are shutting down their businesses. People are taking school, you know, off. I was talking to your cousin over there in Centerville. He said everybody over there just shutting down for that whole day.
Just to watch the eclipse?
Just to watch the eclipse. It's going to be like 2 or 3 minutes or whatever when it passes.
Well, in the hill country, that's like the prime spot it's supposed to be in Texas.
100% covered.
Yeah. And they're like those little cities are saying, listen, you need to bring your own food, bring your own gas. Make sure you're bringing all that stuff because there will not be none and there will not be support for you here because they're having hundreds of thousands of people roll into these little small towns. And if you don't bring your own food, you ain't eating, you know, and they're coming to spend the weekend or whatever. And for this 3 minute, you know, show, there's this guy on, I think it's Demolition Ranch or something. He's like a guy that does a lot of gun stuff on YouTube. Well, he has this thing. He's opened up his property to come out there and, you know, to do it. And he was just like, there's one thing I can guarantee you. We're going to have good music, you know, live music, this, that. And I'm going to turn off the sun for 3 minutes, you know. but, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting.
Why is it that it's the older generation that always wants to, like, study that out and they flip out more than anybody else? It's always, like, Revelation, Blood Moon with them. It's yeah. Never like... Hey,
not with the kids.
Hey, let's talk about how, you know, we can just live better day by day.
No.
It's always like, let's go get John Hagee's
his Rust on the
50,000 volume version of The Blood Moons.
It's true. Yeah, it is an older generation thing. I don't know why.
Salem, the other one was Salem. And both of these, let me pull it up and see if we can listen to the video real quick. Y'all keep talking. I'm going to get it.
Well, I think our census was we don't know. We don't know why. It is an older generation thing, though. The people that focus on that the most.
Yeah.
Not to say that younger kids don't believe any of that at all, but yeah, they're not worried about that. They're
well, it's because the older let the old guy talk about
it. Yeah, go tell us about it, please.
Because the older you get, the more you self-reflect on life. Mm-hmm. The more that you can see that, like, that coming to the end. When you're 20, man, you don't think about, like, man, we're 20, we're not even preparing for
retirement.
You know, we're not even putting money away and
unless
all those
James
things.
Unless you're James Nissen, you got your Roth IRA because you're the man.
Most people, and this is the time to do it because you can save minimal money and become a millionaire.
Oh, that's why I'm doing it. Really.
Time you get my age and started doing it, you got to save thousands of dollars a month, right?
Yeah, good luck. But I mean, that ain't no big thing for you, man. We know.
But that's why we start really focusing on that, and then you start thinking about all the like prophecies in your lifetime that has been fulfilled, and then it just seems like it comes closer and closer. Let's listen to this. Y'all can watch it if y'all want it.
Got it?
Okay.
Get that sound going. Turn the video volume up. I'm getting beeps from your computer, but not you, not the video.
Oh, it's probably on here.
Yeah.
It's another problem with the older generation. They just have a hard time with technology.
It really is.
Let me click this link.
I feel like my dad right now.
Yeah, go ahead, hit it.
I just have to put in all my bank information.
Eclipse that took place 7 years ago.
Here we go.
Went right across America. There's another eclipse coming right across America. It'll make a perfect cross on the center of the nation.
God made the first sign go through seven cities named Salem on August 21st, 2017.
The word Salem, according to the Bible, is peace. So God is saying seven times he offered peace. The next eclipse is coming. It goes through several cities here, particularly Nineveh. So first we have seven cities called Salem, and now seven cities called Nineveh. Seven and seven. Seven cities called Salem, seven cities called Nineveh, and 7 years apart. Right in the center of the cross is a city called Rapture. What is God's message? He's coming very, very soon. There was an...
I don't know. And that's not the dude from Australia. What is the one that's in trouble right now?
Oh, the Houston...
Yeah, Pastor Houston or whatever. That's not him.
That's not him?
No, that's not him. Interesting though, right? No,
it's interesting, but you know, I think it's a witch hunt also when people are like... it's like, okay, I believe in prophecy, okay? Let me preface it. Like, I believe in prophecy. I think scripture shows it. I believe it. It says it. I'm skeptical of the prophets all the time.
I agree. Okay, very good.
All the time. And you'll be able to test a prophet by whether or not that prophecy comes to be. But whenever you're making general statements like, it's coming soon. Like, okay. Like there's no skill there. Mm-hmm. There's no discernment there. That it's a biblical eight ball that these guys are using.
Well, it's coming sooner than yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but wrong. I mean, it's easy to say. Yeah, horoscopes, right? And today you're going to have a good day. Tell me a little bit about yourself,
and then I'll tell you exactly what you told me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, the time is coming. Well, duh.
But also, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm supposed to be living every day. Like, it could be the last.
Like, because he's coming like a thief in the night.
Would you turn your notifications off? You.
And they ask Jesus, hey, Jesus, when are you coming back? When are you coming back, Jesus? And when he say, hey, only the Father knows that. I don't even know that. Yeah. So then these people, you know, April 32nd.
Yeah, that's always my thing. Anytime people are like, I'm following this calculation, I figured out, you know, so it's going to be within this time. I'm like, if you believe the Bible and these prophecies and stuff, you should also believe where it says nobody knows.
Nobody knows when the time is.
So why even
spend? Like, well, Paul said we're in the last days. Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're that much closer, but, you know, don't try to scare me into thinking it's scary.
But
enough.
Again, it's just like, what am I supposed to do?
So what is the difference between prophecy and then this dude right here talking about, these are